Welcome to Ignite Your Influence, Impact, and Success. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to be here with you today to share a very high-level overview of the opportunity to become a highly trained specialist in empowering women with feminine power, and also the opportunities that we have created for you in our professional coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings, as well as our personal growth, personal total life transformation, feminine power mastery training. So we're going to be giving a full overview on the call today. As you know, there is something unprecedented and historic that is happening for millions of women on the planet right now. And I believe this shift for awakening women to the level of self-actualization, the shift to creating with a feminine power system, is as revolutionary as the development of the internet, as social media, in terms of it being a game changer for our whole orientation to coaching, to facilitation, to leadership in how the world is evolving. And I believe in 2 decades of work, research, and practice that the approach that we've been working with in feminine power, the skills that we've been cultivating, the transformational orientation, is the key for women to step forward into this higher possibility, to self-actualize, to co-create, to impact. And there is such an extraordinary opportunity right now to be at the forefront of what is going to become an unstoppable movement for decades to come in this century of women rising and stepping forth to lead. There's an opportunity for you to fully self-actualize in this life and create a career or create a leadership role in the world where you can give your unique gifts in ways that impact, influence, and have a profound effect on others in ways that create a tremendous amount of success and fulfillment and flourishing for you personally. And the professional trainings that we have created at Feminine Power that we will be opening up the opportunity to join are focused and dedicated to the cultivation and development of these particular skills and frameworks and capacities and support and resources that will support women who want to step into having this kind of impact and contribution. So today's call, I want to share about the purpose of this. There's so much to share about each of these different opportunities that it's challenging to do that in an hour, but what I'm going to be doing today is giving you an overview of what each piece is, what, you know, what transformational coaching is, what transformational leadership is, what transformational facilitation is, what feminine power mastery is, so you can get a sense of if and how these particular programs are going to support you to develop the skills that you need to make the impact that you're called to have. So I want to just share that this is going to be a high-level overview today, and it just creates context for what's happening with women, what this training academy is, what our orientation is, what we're going to be doing in each of these trainings, and what they're going to give you the power to cause and create in your life. So, who this is for. These trainings are for you, and each of these trainings could be a fit for you, even if you are just 100% focused on your own personal growth and personal development. Okay? Now, coaching, in essence, is a skill set that enables you to be incredibly effective and generative in your communications. Facilitation is really how to do that and create that with groups. Leadership is about how to do that in a side of action in the world. That's something that you create, that is an expression of the unique contribution that you have to make. I'll be going more deeply into all of this as we go, but I want to just underscore, you know, a lot of women have joined us who take these trainings just for their own personal development, because something happens when you step into a position where you're coaching others or you're leading others that you get catalyzed. It wasn't until I was coaching other women on love that I had the breakthrough that had me be able to attract and create the extraordinary relationship that I have with my husband, Craig. So I want to just underscore, even if you can't see yourself necessarily launching a coaching practice, it doesn't mean that the coaching training itself might not be a great structure for you, or facilitation or leadership. So just, you know, keep that in mind as you're listening to the different skills and capabilities that we're going to be working with in each of these programs. So it's, you know, you're in the right place if you just want to manifest your own destiny. You're also in the right place if you are brand new to coaching and facilitation. You are looking for a professional credential. So our coaching and facilitation programs are going to give you, like, from the beginning to the end, a professional credential where you are certified as a transformational coach. You'll be able to launch or create your own brand, or you'll be able to launch yourself as a certified feminine power coach or facilitator. I'll share more about that as we go through the call. But if you're excited about developing your skills into this new area and doing this as a business, you'll have the opportunity to do that through these trainings and get a very comprehensive training in that. If you're already a coach or facilitator and you want to learn how to build on the coaching skills that you have to be able to facilitate or get results for women, especially at the level of self-actualization, this training is going to support you to do that as a coach or facilitator. If you want to be an effective catalyzer or leader, or you're an author or a speaker, or you want to be an influencer in the world, so many of these skills that we're going to work with are going to help you to create your own context within an organization to do the work that you want to do, or to be able to create projects, or to be able to generate the kind of impact in the world that you want to do, and to be able to make a successful living doing all of the above, as well as having a support structure for ongoing personal development inside of a culture that empowers women. So, you know, this is really who this is for. And I'm especially interested right now in women who are wanting to be pioneers and leaders in different countries. We already have women in over 30 countries as feminine power coaches, as feminine power facilitators. I can see that growing and expanding. There's a lot of women joining in who are the first women in their country to be building this and creating women's groups and offering coaching. And certainly, these principles you can take into your own work as well and be part of an ongoing global network of leaders who are together in an ongoing way with a global learning community doing pioneering work. That's very much what we are creating. So today I'm going to, we're going to talk about the big opportunity to empower women and what's going on with women. I'm going to talk about what I've discovered firsthand it really takes to be able to succeed at being able to facilitate transformation one-on-one and in groups and as a leader. And the four pillars, there's four key components that I've seen in all of the work that I've done are absolutely critical to develop. So if you've, you know, taken different coaching trainings, or you're running workshops, or you feel like you're not having the impact at generating the kind of results with the people that you're working with, or you're not having the business success, you'll discover likely through these four pillars which one or two or more are going to be really important to be developing, We're going to talk about the deeper levels of self-actualization, the huge, huge, huge deep unmet needs to serve and to lead, mentoring, coaching, facilitating, working with women in these eight key areas. And we're going to just talk about the process of personal mastery as well, so that you can, you know, just have a sense and have a context for what's going to be important and what's going to support you to develop your skills, your capacities, and provide the support to step into your own greatness. So the thing I just want to underscore is the opportunity for you to self-actualize and have an extraordinary life is unprecedented. Your opportunity to be at the forefront of this global movement is extraordinary. Your opportunity to be able to succeed and to impact is unlike any woman in the history of our world. And the pathway to that is a pathway of growth. Right? So the process of fully becoming yourself, the process of applying this, the process of developing the skills, it's something that is cultivated over time with mentors, with peers, with support for support and accountability and application to a side of action. And I think that's the great opportunity of being part of an ongoing learning community and in a structured professional training or personal development training, is that you have the elements in these programs that the real growth that's going to matter when it comes to living your own highest destiny happens. So, and that this took me 20 years to figure out and discover, and I spent about 10 years really spinning my wheels, being very, very confused. I had graduate degrees. I had professional coaching certifications. I wanted to make a difference with my gifts, but when I look back, I see I didn't understand what my unique gifts and talents were or who I was specifically here to serve. And I know this is something many women have written to me saying, you know, is really not clear for them as well. And I was resistant to developing business skills. You know, I think a lot of us who are called to want to contribute our gifts to others have also rejected a lot of the transactional ways in which business is conducted, that feel like they're, you know, I just didn't want to pursue a pathway working in the corporate sector or even the film industry, because there was something about the very transactional bottom line nature of business that was repelling to me and not aligned with what I wanted to do. But as a result of that, I didn't develop the skills that I would need to create my own context. So even though I had these skills that I had developed through certifications, I didn't know who I was here to serve, and I didn't have the business skills, and I had these hidden power blocks, shame, lack, isolation, that I found are the biggest barriers for women. So I would work with clients, and I sensed that I had a great potential to make, but nothing impactful would happen, and I lacked a lot of confidence as a result, because I sensed that I did have the potential to have an impact in my work with people, but there was a gap. And when I first launched my workshops, I didn't quite know what content to teach. And I was a natural facilitator. So I hadn't, you know, like many of you listening, or, you know, you might feel like you have a natural aptitude for this. But the results that I was getting with clients and the success, or rather lack of success, was just such a huge gap. And when I tried to learn or access the business skills or the development, I couldn't do it because it just felt so not me. And so it was very confusing, and I spent about 10 years eking out a living, doing a lot of coaching for free, launching some workshops that I would have two participants who would register and have my parents come along and my friends come along to try to fill up the room. And it was very confusing. And honestly, during that period, after having invested so much and having put so much into this, I felt, you know, maybe I'm not really good at this. Maybe this isn't my destiny. And it was really a turning point. And I could see at that point I could have easily given up and retreated back to, you know, just plugging in somewhere in the world to, you know, the career path that I was on that was a stable, secure pathway of making a living. And I look back at that moment and I realize that it was only through making the leap forward that I made that I was able to create a context to give my gifts and have the greatest impact. At the level of self-actualization and destiny, the contexts don't yet exist in the world. We have to create them. And, you know, the huge turning point came for me where I made the commitment, even though I'd done so much, to get the missing mentoring, to get the missing skills, to figure out how to do this in a way. And I really put my chips on myself to succeed and made huge investments, made a huge leap. And fast forward another decade, and the picture couldn't be more different. Having now worked with over 40,000 women in feminine power programs on relationships, our course, 7-week course, on a lot of different topics, and having developed one of the most successful platforms for transformational education in the world today through Evolving Wisdom, reaching a staggering 500 million people in the last 10 years through our outreach, it's kind of extraordinary when I see how different it, you know, the picture looks today. So what I want to share with you is what happened, because it's what I discovered in that huge leap that has informed the creation of these professional trainings. Because, you know, what I'm committed to doing more than anything is passing what I've discovered on to other women to be able to go and have a huge impact and influence. And that's how I believe we're going to transform the world at the deepest level. And I'll share more about that as we go through. But so what happens? So on a personal level, I broke through my personal patterns. I broke through my inner glass ceilings of invisibility, my relationship patterns. So, you know, I went through a process of personal mastery. I discovered who I was here to be of service to. And this is something I think is relevant to everybody here who's listening, because what I discovered is that there's a huge gap in the marketplace in terms of what's available to serve self-actualizing women. I discovered that, you know, the absolute biggest place to have leverage as a change maker, if it's something that you are called to, is to focus on becoming a specialist at empowering women at the level of self-actualization. And I saw that there was a huge problem and a huge way that women were being underserved. And so I pioneered and developed all of the frameworks and practices in our feminine power work that I believe is what works for women, millions of women in this particular level. And it's very different to what I was taught and what I see in other coaching orientations and workshop orientations, you know, with women's biggest blocks being shame, lack, and isolation, and the cultivating the skills from these power centers. And, you know, through, you know, years of doctoral research and practice and transformational learning, I discovered the specific skills and orientations to coaching, to facilitation, you know, our feminine power frameworks that really serve this group of millions of women that are not being served in other ways. There are transformational skills, business skills, influencer skills, all of this together. And what I have discovered more than anything now in having trained other women with these same capacities that I learned that had me make these huge leaps is that these are all teachable and learnable skills. You may feel that there was a magic in the experience of being in our community where you felt connected, where you felt safe, where there was a container for transformation. You might have had an experience watching me coach women. It might seem like it's a very magical thing, but these are all teachable, learnable skills. for coaching, for facilitation, for leadership, for mastery that we've broken down and create such a structure to be passing on to you. And when you learn how to orient in this way and develop these skills yourself in the structures we've created, you can have an experience of, first and foremost, my hope for you, my intention for you, or how this is designed, is that you self-actualize and manifest your own destiny. That professionally you discover what your unique genius is and you become among the best in the world at that, that you know especially who you're here to serve and the contribution that only you can make, the immediate and urgent problems that only you can solve. You can deliver stunning results for your clients or with groups. You have confidence on the, you know, the business skills and the professional skills to price your programs, to know how to market them, to enroll people in ways that feel very natural and easy. And you are developing alongside a peer group of brilliant, creative, gifted women to be reaching higher and living this greatness that you feel and sense within you, so that you have a sense of confidence in your own ability to deliver impactful transformation and be successful both in impacting who you're here to serve and supporting yourself in creating a thriving living in the process. So that's how these trainings came to be. That's the transformation that they create. And I would love to just dive in here and share about why I believe becoming a highly trained specialist in empowering women is the starting place for you as a change maker, if you feel like you want to have a huge impact with your gifts. Okay, so millions of women are making the shift from achievement, from love and belonging needs to achievement needs into self-actualization. We don't just want to achieve success. We don't want more stuff, more status. We want to self-actualize. We want fulfillment. We want an outer life that reflects our own inner possibilities. And this has been really what I was yearning for, and millions of us are feeling this way. And so research is coming out across the board that validates the orientation that we're working with in feminine power, that will become the operating system of the 21st century. And, you know, for the reasons I've shared in the leadership training, we're at this unprecedented level of connectedness and complexity and the nature of work is changing. The nature of relationships are changing. Everything is being disrupted and recreated at this other level. And women as a group are primed to step forward and be catalysts for change and transformation on a global level. Never before have women had so much power and potential. Women are the majority in the United States workforce. We're the majority of college graduates. We're the majority of small business owners. Companies that have women in positions of leadership are showing to be more profitable by success of, in any measure. Women are now in control of $20 trillion in annual spending, which, according to Time magazine, this is a quote, "We are on the brink of a massive power shift, a grinding of the gears of history into a new condition in which women, if they choose, can seize the reins of economic control." So women, we're rising. You know, women are rising, and we women have resources, right? We're rising into leadership positions. We have resources. And we're in this potentially world-changing position. So, you know, as someone who is always interested in having an impact and where the points of leverage are, something huge and unprecedented is happening for women as a group. But there's also something interesting to underscore about the ways in which women are currently not being served. So this population of women who are rising and millions feeling the impulse of self-actualization, they're a profoundly underserved population. I'll say we. And the research that I did for, you know, through my dissertation validated this. There's a study that Harvard Business Review did that says that women represent a growth audience that is bigger than China and India combined. I'm going to read this out. This is a quote from Harvard Business Review. Here's what we found through our research in brief. Women are feeling vastly underserved. Despite the remarkable strides in market power and social position that they've made the last century, women are still feeling undervalued in the marketplace and underestimated in the workplace. There are few to demands on their time and few to companies or programs that have responded to women's needs for solutions, for trainings, for products, or for services that are designed especially for them. Okay, so, you know, there's this big possibility, and yet it's interesting to know, you know, even most traditional coaching trainings or facilitation trainings are not really focused on how women learn, grow, change, or transform, or especially not at this level of self-actualization that's happening. You know, Fast Company declared that women as a group have the power to define the 21st century and that these feminine ways of knowing and creating and being will become the operating system. So with all this power, with all this possibility, women are being also held back by an invisible force that is not being addressed in these other approaches available. I've shared it with you. There's an epidemic power paradox that on the one hand, we have all of this ways in which we're rising and we have all of this leverage. And, you know, women have these hidden power blocks. Women are being held back in spite of all of these gains. That 20% are on antidepressants, not to mention those of us who are feeling deeply unhappy and lonely and depressed. 50% of women are living alone without a partner. It's been very hard. You know, self-actualization and feminism has been very, very hard on women in terms of the level of overwhelm, in terms of the instability in our relationships as expectations have changed. The impact that is on our health. There is such a sense of confusion and frustration and disorientation that women are experiencing. And at the same time, there's all of this power as we're rising. And there's no one serving women, really, especially addressing the key hidden power blocks. And creating the containers and the spaces, when I say no one, compared to the millions of women who are experiencing this, there are very few organizations and coaches and facilitators who deeply understand women's developmental challenges and opportunities and can provide the solutions that create the spaces to help them self-actualize, transform, and grow. So, this is what I believe the frameworks of feminine power offer, you know, because working at the level of self-actualization, you know, fundamentally you're working with the kinds of skills and capabilities that address moving, you know, shifting shame into growth and into presence, you know, shifting lack into connection to a higher power, shifting isolation into co-creation and collaboration. So, I think there is like a huge opportunity to become a highly trained specialist in these skills that meet women exactly where they are and support them to solve their problems and get results in a way that you can provide, you know, the frameworks the skill development, the spaces, the support structures that are the solutions for the very immediate and urgent problems that millions of underserved women are experiencing. And so, you know, when we look at our eight areas of self-actualization, you know, women are not necessarily going to come to you because they want to awaken their feminine power. They're going to come to you because they have problems. They're going to come to you with immediate and urgent problems. And see, you know, I want to train you to be able to solve these problems and apply them in a context that enables you to leverage your own gifts and serve who you're especially here to be of service to. So I want to share the deeper levels of these eight key areas of self-actualization that are opportunities for you to specialize and create programs or work with women or, you know, create projects or works that serve and support this. One thing I want to share is there will be a transcript from this session, so you don't need to write this down. If this is something that you're excited about and want to make sure you capture, we will be sharing a published transcript from this session, so you'll get all of this to be able to go back and look at and review. So these are, you know, these are the opportunities. You know, this has been one of the things that women have said, I'm not really sure who I'm here to serve. So the essence of success at being able to have an impact and being able to make a thriving living is knowing who you're here to serve and what problems you solve, and you're able to create offers that address the deep unmet needs in these areas. So these, you know, I'm going to share in the eight areas of self-actualization, these are huge opportunities to for coaching, for workshops, for books, for projects, for you to become an authority in as someone who is specializing at the, you know, the particular, you know, possibilities as well as the pathways to be a mentor, to be a role model, and to create a space for women to have breakthroughs, to manifest their higher potentials in these areas. So I'm going to share with them, and you can just notice maybe which ones feel like you're uniquely drawn to them. So the first being confidence. So confidence is a huge area, okay? The number one barrier for women stepping forward in leadership, stepping forward in the workplace around issues like the wage gap and prosperity, all of this comes back to confidence. Women have a very different relationship to confidence than men do. Women need to feel like they're 85% certain of things and have, you know, 100% capability before they are willing to put themselves out there or speak an opinion, compared to, I think it's about a quarter of that for men to feel confident. So confidence is really huge. Now, the problem is that the old models that we have for confidence of certainty and knowing all of the answers in more traditional ways that leadership is portrayed, they don't really work for women, nor are they realistic for where the nature of the increased complexity at work is, right? So, you know, where women are going to find confidence is not in a place where it might seem. It's going to be in a different place, right? So, you know, women are looking to become more certain and become more capable, but that's not where confidence is really found, as much as it's found in an ability to grow, to be resilient, to leverage your strengths, to be able to learn, to be able to grow and develop. And see, if you know that and deeply understand that, you're going to be able to create extraordinary breakthroughs for women around their confidence. And you think about the value of that in what you have to offer. Let's take the area of love and relationships. There's such massive confusion in this area because the mainstream media has a story about romance. The mainstream, you know, kind of models that we have, you know, are in a conventional context. self-actualizing women are yearning to have growth-oriented relationships, right? We're looking for someone we can be a full life partner with. We're looking for someone that we can become a power partner with, someone who shares our values, where the relationship serves our growth and our evolution. And that's a very different orientation. And most women don't even have language for what it is that they're yearning for, let alone to know to go about creating it. So this is where you come in. And having a solution, being able to name and frame and understand the unique problems and challenges that self-actualizing women are feeling in the area of love and the steps that they need to be able to attract and create this kind of love. And within that, there are, you know, specializations that you can go into, like women after the age of 50 and what it is to attract a life partner to create a growth-oriented relationship in the later stages of life and all of the support around that. There's a career for you there if that's something that you are called to. There's a career in parenting that you can have because parents are unequipped with the skills and the frameworks to raise self-actualizing children. Right? And that's the yearning. I want to not just raise someone who is going to be a good, can get a job and create an income. I want to raise someone to become themselves. I'm raising someone in this very complex world that has all of these environmental problems, all of these things that are disrupting, all of these things that are unpredictability. So there's a totally different orientation as a parent to the kind of skills that you want to be developing and supporting parents with to raise self-actualizing children. There is a career there of impact and influence that you can create. You know, divorce is happening with 50% of marriages ending in divorce, doing this in a transformational way. There's a career for you here. You know, how, you know, what works for women and what works for self-actualizing women and the spaces, support, and solutions they need, they don't yet fully exist in all of these arenas, and millions of women have these unserved needs. Purpose. Let's go to the next area. Massive confusion about purpose. There's all of this mainstream messaging going on about what do you enjoy doing and live your passions and, you know, in my experience, that's not where you find your purpose. You know, all of these things at the level of self-actualization are, they're currently being looked at and thought of in a way that's very two-dimensional, because they're in a context about me in isolation trying to figure out what my purpose is. But the truth is, you know, your purpose is discovered in a relational context where you find your own gifts and you find who it is that needs what you have to offer, and you're able to create solutions that enable you to give your gifts in ways that impact other people, and you have an experience of them being received, right? So there's massive amount of confusion for, you know, about how women can find their purpose. There's a career for you in becoming a specialist in that, that is going to meet the needs of millions of people. You think about career, right? So women more than ever are wanting to leave corporations, create a context to self-actualize, but there's massive confusion about business and business skills and how to do that and the kind of skills that they need to, you know, develop a business. There's a huge issues around women and money, and the beliefs that we have about money and our whole orientation to money and finance that is absolutely central to women being able to expand their careers and have impact as well as leadership and influence. And what works, you know, the barriers and challenges for women at this level of self-actualization, they're not how this stuff is being dealt with in the mainstream. And this is, again, another opportunity for you to become a specialist in serving women in this area. Let's talk about women and health, right? The multi-billion dollar diet industry, I believe, is toxic to women. If you think about how many women have concerns about their weight, about energy, about exercise and fitness, about aging, you know. And again, you know, there are few solutions for self-actualizing women that have to do with deepening a mind-body connection, that have to do with creating health and vitality for the long term, right? In terms of creating a, you know, a shift to a healthy lifestyle, a shift to address energy issues, a shift out of shame, lack, and isolation, you know, at the root of all of these issues around health. I mean, it's stunning to me the profound health transformations that women have in the Feminine Power Course just through the process of reconnecting to themselves. So many, you know, the root cause of so many health issues is this chronic disconnection, this chronic experience of shame, lack, and isolation, you know, kind of being addressed in ways you can then develop skills and structures and programs that create holistic, lasting change and truly empower women. There is an extraordinary career for you here if this is something that you're called to. Creativity. You know, women, I think every woman wants to write a book or become an artist. The self-actualizing woman wants to express herself. Developing opportunities for women to self-express, to co-create as a process of reconnecting to themselves and their vision. There's a career there, navigating life transitions, spirituality, the skills of mindfulness and meditation practice being part of a, you know, the pillars of what creates holistic health and thriving, because at the level of self-actualization, you know, if you're a spiritual practitioner or a yoga teacher, there's something that you want to create there, the deeper capacities of transpersonal knowing and connection to source and connection to creativity all come from spiritual practice. You know, I would say that the practices at this level, they're master practices for self-actualization that are cultivated through spiritual practice. It's going to be a very key component of our new mastery program. The underlying superpowers that come out of spiritual practice. So leadership and impact, you know, executive women who want to self-actualize through their work, who are navigating through career transitions. You know, the traditional executive coaching does not address what's going on and ways in which women need to develop the skills to break free from shame, lack, and isolation. There is a huge opportunity here. So, you know, I share all of this in the deeper levels just for you to be able to begin to see. There are millions of women out there in the world who have these problems, and very few coaches, facilitators, leaders who are oriented, who have the skills and the offers and the spaces to be able to provide the role modeling, the mentoring, the frameworks, the tools, the skills to give women direct access. And so that's what I want to train you to become in among the best in the world at being able to do. I would love to have the opportunity to share with you the coaching skills, the facilitation skills that you need to then be able to take them into a specialized niche that matches your own destiny contribution for you then to lead, to serve, to create something extraordinary that serves so many women who are not being served. And as a result, it's really forging these new pathways of creating the future of our world. So our trainings are we are dedicated to becoming a global learning community who is leading the world in empowering women at the level of self-actualization, pioneering the application of these transformational skills and feminine power practices into these areas of application to solve these immediate and urgent problems for women who are currently not being served. And so, to do that, there's four things that I've seen you need to succeed. Being able to truly have an impact, be able to make a living at doing this, being able to make, you know, generate real results for people, there's four pillars. Okay, and most of them are not taught in traditional trainings, you know, because I want to share a little bit, you know, about this if you've taken these other programs. See, coaching or facilitation or even leader, you know, these things are, you know, they're skills, which is very different to having the ability to create a context in for yourself to be able to succeed at making a contribution. And see, I think this is really ultimately what matters and what our training academy is dedicated to is, you know, not just training you in coaching skills, but training you in the skills of being able to be a change maker and to go out and do this and have an impact and generate an income and be able to become yourself in the process. So four things that you need to succeed at serving women at the highest level, and our coaching and facilitation and programs, these are the four components of the programs that we are going to be working with. The first is you need transformational skills and facilitation skills working at the level of transformation. You know, as these are the first set of skills that are absolutely critical to cultivate. So as a coach, working one-on-one with people, so coach, you know, the skills of coaching is how, you know, of transformational coaching are how you work one-on-one to create the coaching relationship, to set a coaching intention that's connected to women's deeper potentials versus the goals in their mind or their, you know, kind of fear of missing out. So to catalyze their deeper potentials, to create a container. And, you know, what it is to coach people at the level of transformation, which is first and foremost going to be about the transformation of identity, of being able to identify, you know, what their possibility is and identify the old story and the old structures that are in the way of that higher possibility. And so in the coaching training, you know, there's five key steps that we're going to train you. You know, these are the steps of the transformational process. They're going to, you know, you're going to set an intention with your client. You're going to create a container with them. You're going to connect with their potential. You're going to then identify the old story and patterns and blocks. You're going to get to the deeper truth and identify the new story. And you're going to then develop the skills and the capacities and then coach them to be showing up in the new ways in their life that are aligned with the new story. And when you understand how to coach women at this level of transformation, you can then apply that to any of these different areas of confidence, of purpose. It's the same pattern that creates transformation in each of these eight areas of actualization that when you learn, you'll be able to just take it and put it into a context and get extraordinary results with people. The same with facilitation. Okay, there's a pattern that transformational facilitation follows, whether it's an hour workshop or whether it's a six-week course or whether there is a, you know, a year-long training. There's a way that to create and open up the space between people. So as a facilitator, you're learning how to create transformation with groups of people and create a learning community that's a space and a container for learning and growth to develop. There's a particular way that you set that up that's very different to, you know, regular facilitation that creates a space of depth that and creates a space of safety. And then you're taking people through the steps of this navigating a transformational process where, you know, it follows the same arc. And when you understand those principles of transformation, you are going to be able to design workshop after workshop in any of these different areas that, again, have a profound impact and groups where you have this experience of, when, you know, people feeling like they belong and that they're home and that they're safe and they have a growth orientation and they're developing and they're learning skills. So, you know, to work with people at this level, you need these core transformational skills. And they're very, you know, and once you understand them, they have a limitless number of applications. And you do not need to be an expert in the content area that you are called to work with initially. You'll know exactly what steps, exactly what questions to ask, exactly how to create an agreement that calls forth people's power or that opens up a learning community. It's absolutely extraordinary when you understand and learn how to work at this level, this space that you can create. So transformational skills. This is kind of like the science of transformation in many ways. This is one of the pillars in understanding this. The second pillar is the cultivation and development of the beingness that you bring to that transformational process, right? So you can have the science of transformation down and understand all of this, but ultimately, the presence and the beingness that you bring as a coach and or as a facilitator is the difference that makes the difference. So to be able to truly create extraordinary results and give people the power to have love or health or confidence or purpose or, you know, kind of break through their money blocks, I mean, you can have the power to create that with all of your clients and participants. But you need the second pillar, which is what I've discovered or what I've broken down into, what I like to call the feminine superpowers. And there's eight of them that you must cultivate to have the beingness to bring to be able to midwife the transformational process. And, you know, these are the difference makers. So, you know, there's eight of them, and I'm going to go into this more deeply, but just briefly, there's beingness, there's your presence. You need to embody the transformation that you're inviting your clients and participants into. There's knowing how to listen for greatness in a way that calls forth people to show up in a way that is their best and their strongest self coming to the forefront as the starting point. There's a very specific way of listening that calls that out. Mirroring and naming. Being able to effectively mirror people, not just what they're saying, but what's not being said, and being able to give language to the felt sense of what's being experienced. This is a superpower. This is a capacity that is absolutely critical to develop. Sponsorship. This is another superpower. And this, you know, really flies in the face of what most traditional therapists or even life coaches are taught and is absolutely critical for empowering women. Women need to be mirrored and reflected with a possibility for themselves that's even bigger than they can see, that's true, that's accurate, that's real, with a confidence and a belief by someone who has authority that they can do it to step forth and to rise. You know, we cannot become ourselves by ourselves, and this is one of the most powerful and critical tools not being taught is sponsorship, that you absolutely must develop to be able to empower women. Radical empathy. Okay, so you need to develop a capacity for empowered vulnerability to be able to connect and feel with, to be able to be with your own vulnerability and be with the vulnerability of others in a way that is powerful and creates a space for the highest and best to come forward. Transpersonal knowing, you know, you need to be able to cultivate a way of knowing from your own depths of unconscious, of your own intuition, of the deeper field in ways that your knowing can transcend your own mind, and there's particular ways of cultivating that. Holding paradox is an absolutely critical superpower because, again, where you're going to find the confidence and courage to act and to show up in the ways that are going to make a difference for you and for others, it's not in having certainty. It's not in knowing the answers. It's being able to experience expand your capacity to hold and be with uncertainty, to be with ambiguity, to be with not knowing, to be with inquiry in a way that holds a space for emergent potentials to come forward, to be able to hold seemingly contradictory and opposing points of view. This is a superpower that you absolutely need at the level of self-actualization. And truth-telling is the final one, being able to turn towards and engage difficult conversations, to engage stuckness, to be with failure, to be, kind of with things that are hard and are difficult in a way that you can hold them, that they're not a problem, becomes a space in which they can be touched and transformed. Okay, this is a particular superpower. So if you want to truly actualize, if you want to step into and, you know, the possibility that you have for the impact that you're here to make and serve these millions of women who are underserved, having these transformational skills, having these superpowers are going to be what enables you to create extraordinary results with women in these areas of application, to, you know, which will kind of give you the feeling of like you have the power to grant wishes. You know, it's extraordinary. Like you have what's missing to create the space and the frameworks and to midwife the process that will give real access to power, to manifest, to create, to actualize, to become everything that is in potential to be made manifest. So there are two pillars which will enable you to create extraordinary results. Now, there's another two things that are absolutely critical if you want to be able to have a real impact and you want to be able to make a living doing this. Okay, so this is why there's four pillars here. The third pillar is having business skills. Okay, so if you have struggled at being able to make a living with the gifts that you have, there's three key things that you need to be successful at this. You need to know who you're here to serve and the problems that you solve and be able to create the right offers that meet and solve these immediate and urgent problems. Okay, so you need to have offers. You need to know what you're offering. You need to know how to do outreach. You need to know how to make connections with people who are in your audience and engage them to explore working with you. And there's a lot of different ways to do this. And the most effective strategies to get started are different to the strategies that you need to be able to, you know, really impact and expand. And understanding the sequence of those is absolutely critical. And the third one is enrollment. You need to be able to have conversations with people to invite them in to work with you in a way that feels really natural and authentic, you know, and all of this is built upon each other. You know that you have something really valuable to offer and a real solution. You're making connections with the right people, and, you know, you're inviting them to work with you in ways that are, you're standing in a place of profound service because you have real solutions. And when you have those three abilities, you absolutely will have a successful business. So, you know, one thing that we have in our coaching and facilitation training is, you know, we work with the transformational skills and the superpowers, but we also have a business training that's focusing on these three things, especially for coaches and facilitators in a way that's aligned with feminine power to be able to teach you. And finally, you need leadership skills. You know, you absolutely need to have, there's another set of super skills that are different to business skills to be able to negotiate with people, to be able to solve conflicts, to be able to collaborate well with people, You know, these are often the schools, because what's going to happen as you try to go and apply this, you're going to hire someone to do a website and you're going to spend $10,000 and it's not what you want, and then you're going to give up because it feels hopeless. And, you know, what's missing are the skills of being able to collaborate, of being able to solve conflicts, of being able to course correct, of being able to be resilient, being able to, you know, navigate failure, being able to have courage. You know, all of these are leadership capacities, dealing with uncertainty. You know, there's a very specific set of leadership capacities that without which you will not succeed. I cannot see, you know, I see that, you know, where women don't succeed in doing this, this is what they're missing. And so, you know, one of the reasons that I feel so strongly about this, you know, we have, I'll share a little bit about this, but these leadership skills are included, as well as the business training, are included with the coaching and facilitation trainings, because I don't want to just teach you some skills that you can't go out and apply and be successful at creating a business with. So they're the four pillars: transformational skills, superpowers, business skills, leadership skills. And so, you know, how I've seen these kind of deep skills and super strategies, the structure that enables you to develop these for real and be successful with them for real, is three things that you need. Is a mentor, someone who knows this, who does this. And I'm absolutely honored to be able to invite you into a mentoring relationship with me to pass these on to you. I've trained more women in feminine power than anyone else in the world today. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars developing these skills and these frameworks that I'm so honored to have the opportunity to pass on to you. I've also literally wasted millions of dollars making mistakes in business and, you know, really kind of figuring out what doesn't work and the missing things that you need to be able to succeed, having, you know, gone on and course-corrected, creating so much impact with Evolving Wisdom. It's something that is, you know, very unique in my ability to be able to provide for you as a mentor, is this, you know, both having a level of mastery around the transformational process, but also really understanding how to do this in a context where you're going to have an impact and succeed at it. You know, this has become my mission, the thing that I am most passionate about. And so you need a mentor, and you need a training that gives you an overview of this, but that's not enough. You also need peers. You need to be in a peer group, a committed group, because it's the only place you can develop real skills is in, you know, with a committed group of peers, you know, collaborative skills, you know, getting feedback, you know, practicing with each other, being in a context where you have real peer support to get feedback, to get thought partnership, to be accountable, to keep moving forward, to keep, you know, having a whole plan and being able to show up and do it. And then thirdly, being able to apply what you're learning to someone who is, you know, you're in a leadership role with. So having clients, having groups, being able to have a practicum and have a practice. So, you know, you have a mentor, you have peers, you have a way of applying it and learning through practice and application. You know, this is how these kinds of skills are developed. And so, you know, that's how all of our programs are structured in terms of the learning. It's very difficult to get this from a book. It's very difficult just to get this from an online course. You know, having a structure of an extraordinary tribe of community, a network, but being in a committed pod structure where you're in small group meetings, where you're getting feedback, where you're getting support, you know, this is really super, super critical. And also having a structure for personal growth and personal development. So one of the things that will be also included
is our Feminine Power Mastery Program, which is a it parallels everything that you're going to be discovering in any of these trainings. And you will, in coaching, in facilitation, I'll talk a little bit more about leadership in a minute, but in coaching and facilitation, you'll also have the opportunity to be in a professional series of power circles so that there's a place for your own personal development, and you are learning how to master the process of transformation in your own life, creating extraordinary things yourself. So the mastery program is like a personal practice track to be able to apply everything that you are discovering in the 7-week course to your life to catalyze a whole life transformation. Your transformation, first and foremost, is at the center. If you are standing to empower women, you want to stand to empower yourself and actualize your own destiny first and foremost. Because to lead and serve and catalyze women at the level of transformation, you need to be a role model. And so there is such an opportunity for you to be in a program and a structure with support to actualize your own yearnings, potentials, greatness in each of these areas of actualization, and be growing and developing the skills that you need to serve others all at the same time with mentors, with peer support, with a way of being able to, through the process of the training, be creating or expanding or growing a business or side of action that you are interested in. But I want to answer a couple of questions. And then I would love to invite our amazing executive director, Sarah Wilson, to come on and just share some of the case studies of what we've seen happens for women who join us for any or all of these different trainings. So, leadership. So, we are for the first time ever offering the opportunity just to join our leadership training. If you're someone who already has coaching skills and facilitation skills, you can join the leadership training and be part of this community and cohort and gain access to the superpowers training, the leadership training, and the business essentials training, and take on a leadership project as something that you are creating in the world. But how these trainings work, leadership, coaching, facilitation, you can take them virtually from anywhere in the world. So they are 9-month programs that you can do in a way that is 100% virtual, meaning you're doing it online from anywhere in the world and you're meeting and you're part of groups virtually. There is an optional live 10-day training that we're going to be doing together live. We're going to come together and we're going to be, having a live experience of the practice of application of demonstration that I'm going to be leading for 10 days. It's going to be extraordinary. Of developing these skills live in person. You can tune in from anywhere in the world and participate virtually. There's a very small additional live event fee if you come in person. We'll share all of that information with you. But that's how the training works. And we have core modules that take you through the transformational skills, the business skills, the leadership skills, and the superpowers. And you have a practicum where you are practicing and you are applying this in real time throughout the entire training so that, it's not just like we're going to finish at the end and then launch a business. You're going to be in the process of creating your side of action, launching your business or expanding your business all the way throughout the training, and, we're going to be doing it together. So there's a feeling of we're doing it, we have the support and the accountability to be developing our skills, learning, applying them, and succeeding with them together. And if you are wanting to coach women with a branded Feminine Power Coaching Program, you'll have the opportunity to do that. You can brand yourself as a certified Feminine Power Coach, and you will have the opportunity to get a templated 7-session coaching model where you can take people through the 7-week course. They can have access to the course while you're doing it. You can lead branded Feminine Power Women circles and workshops by joining the facilitation training. Or you can use Feminine Power principles, practices, exercises in your own work with certain, you know, with certain, there's certain parameters around that that we make very, very clear. But you can use the, you can be, you know, as a certified coach and a facilitator, you can incorporate the exercises, or you can just learn the approach to transformation and empowering women and create something yourself that's serving women in these areas. From my point of view, I'm all about women being served, and in the ecology of cultural transformation, I know that there are incredibly gifted, brilliant women with very specific expertise and your own ideas and your own body of work. I would invite you to leverage what you can through this training that's going to expand your ability to have an even greater impact. And we, you know, we're together doing this. So what we find is about half of the women who take the training might brand themselves as feminine power coaches. Half do not necessarily make that visible, but they have the benefit of the 20 years of research and expertise and business skills and training to incorporate in their own women's circles or their own coaching groups that they're doing. So anyway, that's an overview. But here's the thing I want to say. You can absolutely do this. I have seen women who had absolutely no experience as a coach or a facilitator go on to succeed and do extraordinary things. If you're already a coach or facilitator, what tends to happen is you're able to actualize a higher level of your impact and success by becoming more differentiated and finding who you're here to be of service to. And if you're someone who is leading, these coaching skills and facilitation skills can also contribute to you in an extraordinary way. So I thought I would bring on our executive director, Sarah Wilson, who is a senior master feminine power coach and facilitator herself, who has been with Feminine Power for the last 10 years and literally seen thousands of women in our, go through our programs and supported women as a coach in our mastery program. We're in our 10th year for our Feminine Power Mastery program this year. Sarah has been here pretty much from the beginning. And also as our executive director and lead coaching mentor, has supported all the women that we have trained so far as Feminine Power coaches, facilitators, and leaders. So Sarah, are you here with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can. So I thought,
Hi.
I thought who better than you to share and reflect back what you've seen firsthand happens for women who come into this structure that we've created. We have women who are new coaches and they're wondering, can I really do this? We have women who are already successful professionals who are career transitioning. We have women who are already coaches and facilitators. And I'd love to just invite you about what you see happens for women in each of these different areas.
I'd love to. So the biggest step of belief, I think, in stepping into these trainings, I'm just going to start with if you're new to coaching and facilitation. And many, many women who come to coaching and facilitation have a strong desire or an inner knowing that they have a purpose or a calling to lead and empower women. And I want to encourage you to believe in that and to explore that with us. Many new coaches and facilitators come into our program, and I will tell them it's like that scene in Mary Poppins where we hold hands and jump into the sidewalk drawing together. It's a step of belief. But our programs are unique and different because we give you so much to really help you not only have the skills to coach, not only have the skills to facilitate, but we give you the business training, Claire's meta skills and superpowers to do that. So let me tell you about some of the people that have incorporated this and what they've expanded to do. So we have a coaching and facilitation graduate who had never coached or facilitated before, and she's now holding feminine power workshops and women's circles around her particular niche, and her niche is for mothers. She is a mother of young children herself, and she's holding feminine power workshops and women's circles at her children's school in Michigan in the U.S. She's an expatriate. She's German. She's living in the U.S. now, and she's also starting to coach expatriates to help them build a new life in America as she has. We have a coaching and facilitation graduate in Montreal who is already a storyteller, already a drama teacher, but she's now created this amazing, successful coaching practice empowering women, as well as facilitating workshops, weaving in her stories. Many of her clients have been with her for almost 2 years now, since she first opened her practice, and she's created a really beautiful blend of women going to her women's circles, her own facilitated events, weekend feminine power workshops that she's doing, and then she's making offers to work with her as a coach privately, and they're coming to her, they're actually flocking to her to do that. We have another coaching and facilitation graduate in Sydney, in Australia, she's new to coaching. She had some facilitation experience before. She's launched a feminine power immersion retreat that she held for women in the Australian Blue Mountains this summer, this year, and she collaborated with an expert on radical self-care. And so she's also holding women's circles in Sydney. She is bubbling over with excitement and joy in transforming women's lives. It's her vision come true. So if you're already a coach or facilitator, I'm going to share a little bit more about women who have come to us with some prior experience and what they've been able to do. So we have a coaching and facilitation graduate who was already a coach with a part-time practice prior to her coming to us, and she's in Toronto in Ontario, Canada. She's a former lawyer. She's been giving transformational workshops to the Toronto Bar Association, empowering lawyers, empowering leaders. In fact, she says her mission is transform the way lawyers relate to each other. She said, I want to transform the Ontario Bar Association. She's often doing it. She's been giving feminine power workshops, two-day workshops. She's holding local women's circles. And she's actually expanded her coaching practice, because what's been happening out of those workshops she's been holding with the Toronto Bar Association is that women have been coming to her for private coaching who actually are considering leaving the legal field to transition to a new and fulfilling career, as she has done. So a few more about women who are coming to us with some experience. So we have a coaching and facilitation graduate who loves to say, I retired from corporate America at age 47. I earned my way out of there. She had been doing some private coaching for entrepreneurs prior to her coming to us, but she's created a successful, sold-out, six-month online training program expanding women's financial intelligence. She calls it feminine financial intelligence. She has a whole methodology around that. It's her own intellectual property she's been working on for some time. And she works with women in that program, which she supplements with private coaching to help them transform old beliefs around money. And for those who want to launch a new career, she works with them as entrepreneurs to help them get sponsored and to get started. Oh, my gosh, I could go on and on. We have a coaching and facilitation graduate. This is one of my very, very favorite stories about what one of our graduates has created. We have a coach. This coaching and facilitation graduate is an experienced coach, an experienced facilitator. She's located in Silicon Valley in the U.S., California. She went through our program, and she did both coaching and facilitation. She went through our leadership program, and she really became on fire with her own global leadership as a strategic advisor. She stepped into this. She became a strategic advisor to a nonprofit dedicating to restoring the world's climate. This past April, this year, She co-facilitated a conference in Rome gathering the world's leading climate change proponents. First time ever this group has done this. It was co-sponsored by the Vatican. She was actually texting me pictures of the 14th century church she was holding this in. And she told us, I facilitated workshops and events for over 30 years, but I couldn't have co-facilitated this conference standing in a place of unknowing but trusting, connecting to people through their hearts without the feminine power leadership, facilitation, and coaching program.
I just love you sharing some of these stories today because, you know, we've worked with so many women now. We've seen how transferable and teachable these skills are and what's possible when you're able to, you know, I think this is, you know, the training context of, you know, having the transformational skills. I just want to recap this because this is the difference that makes a difference. And I've trained a lot of women in a lot of things, but it wasn't until I brought all of this together that this seems to be the formula to teach this underlying method behind the magic of self-actualizing and being successful. It looks magical on the outside, but there is a structure. There is a promise. You can and will succeed when you develop your transformational skills. You develop your superpowers. You develop your business essentials and skills, your offers, your outreach, your enrollment skills. You develop your leadership skills for influence, impact, and you do that in a context where you are being mentored with role models. You have peer support for accountability, for feedback, for the development of collaborative leadership skills. And you have a structure to be applying what you're learning. Like, this is how real development happens. And it's an absolute honor and privilege for me to be able to, and you, I mean, you've seen this firsthand, Sarah. What's included in this is two decades of leading edge transformational coaching, facilitation, leadership, as well as business skills that I've developed and, you know, will be, you know, are in. I just want to give everything I've learned to you that you can stand on my shoulders. You can be part of this movement. You can be for life a part of this global network of transformational leaders who are learning and growing together. I mean, that's the thing we've seen. You know, the women who join in, this is a you know, the relationships that are forged in a program like this, you know, these are your collaborators, your colleagues, your, you know, friends, your champions, you know, and what we're standing to create is a culture in the world that empowers women, and I believe that we can do it. I believe that this particular community of women globally together over the decades to come is going to create something that is going to, the ripples effect will be the catalyst of women rising in this century into the power, into the influence that we can have in the transformation of our culture, our society at the highest level. There's nothing more that I can think of that would be the best way to spend my life. Is getting up underneath to share and develop and share what I've learned with women who want to step forth and empower and serve women at the highest level. So we will soon be opening up the opportunity to apply. These professional trainings are by application only. And in the process of applying, you'll be able to connect with Sarah personally, with Ashley on our team, one of our senior coaches, women on our senior team, and you know, you're going to be able to get personalized attention to ask all of your specific questions and you know, discover which programs are the right fit for you. I'm going to stay on and just ask some of the most frequently, answer some of the most frequently asked questions right now, but I just want you all to know that you will have an opportunity when you apply to speak with someone in the application process. Sarah, you love to say, can you share about what that application process is like? I mean, it's kind of like a mutual interview, right, of each other finding the best fit.
Yeah, absolutely, Claire, and I think that's a great way to say it. So the application process isn't, please don't think of it as something like a scary interview, because it isn't. What we really want to do is understand your vision and what you want to lead and create in the world and help you understand how our programs can support that vision. And to give you some examples of women who may have created something similar to that in the past, because no one's the same. Everybody has a unique niche because there's only one you. But just to help you understand how other women may have utilized our trainings to create something just as a model for you. And to help you understand something Claire's just alluded to, which is an incredibly powerful thing. And that is the power of the community that surrounds these most advanced trainings, the global leader networking community. It's the community and feminine power of women who are really standing to lead and empower women, and the relationships there are for life if you want them to be. It's a community of radical support, and I've never seen anything like it in the world. And I'm pretty familiar with a number of other coaching and facilitation trainings that are out there. No one has quite what we have, and we'll share with that why when if we have the opportunity to have a meeting with you one-on-one, either me or Ashley or one of our other senior coaches. But that global leader networking community, I just really want to underscore it, Claire, while I have half a second here, because it is the power of those relationships, that power of that support and container, the power of women standing with each other as they create unique trainings in the world, create unique coaching packages in the world, create offerings as a global leader in the world, and support each other in that radical stand for, I believe you can do it, I'm standing with you. We cheer everybody who's launching whatever they launch. We cheer who's certifying in our programs, and we are a community that stands and ready to welcome and support you.
Thanks, Sarah. So we are going to be sending you a summary of each of the programs. We're going to be sharing information about costs, because there's a lot of different. It's too much to lay out on a call. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to share about the huge and unprecedented opportunity that you have to make an extraordinary contribution with your gifts. So let me go into and answer some of the most frequently asked questions. So one of the questions that we have is, how do I know which is the right program for me? I would encourage you to come along to all of the different masterclass sessions, because I think that we're going to be able to answer a lot of these different questions. If you are looking for a structure to launch a business and to make a living, becoming a certified coach or facilitator is a really fantastic way of doing that. And one of the other questions that others have asked about this is, is there a reason to do these together? What would be a good reason to do coaching and facilitation together? My recommendation is that you do them together. The way that we've structured the training programs is for them to. There's only an additional 50% of the, there's overlapping curriculum between all of these different trainings. So that's where we're going to send you an overview. You'll be able to see how it all fits together. But there's only an additional 50% of training to add in facilitation on top of what you'll already be discovering as a coach. So it's actually fairly easy to do the coaching and facilitation trainings at the same time. But I want to share with you why it's a very powerful thing to become a coach at the same time as it is to become a facilitator. Because what you're going to find is that, when you're working one-on-one with people, you can, as a coach, create coaching packages and, work with a fairly small number of people and be able to make a great living not doing a whole lot of outreach or marketing. most people can successfully launch a coaching practice just through their own network without doing a huge amount of outreach. And women need the space to be coached one-on-one and to get personal support, to identify their patterns is something that can only happen in the structure of one-on-one coaching. So, you know, in terms of serving people, that's absolutely, you know, having the skills to provide the space and the container for the one-on-one work that people need is absolutely extraordinary. But from a business perspective, you know, I had a very successful coaching practice where I was making a full-time living when I had a mailing list of about 300 people, right? So, you know, I was unable to make a living off a mailing list of 300 people just offering workshops. But the combination of workshops and coaching together, it's very, very easy to get traction. And it's actually what women need to be served. So what I found was, you know, I had done individual coaching for a long time, but then I started offering the, you know, the workshops in combination. And what I found happening was that the women who were in the private coaching with me, I would then see them in workshops with each other, and I would see them in workshops with each other together, and I would suddenly be able to see where they were stuck or where they were blocked or where they were, you know, kind of getting, you know, so I'll give an example. So, you know, I'm coaching a client one-on-one, and what you have when you're working with someone one-on-one is their own self-reporting of the problem, right? So I'm coaching a client. She's struggling in relationships and attracting the support she needs for something. And she has a story about why that is, and she has her own awareness about why that is. And I was working with her, and we weren't making a lot of progress. And I had her join a feminine power women's circle that I was running at the same time as coaching her individually. The first night in that women's circle, as I was coaching her individually, you know, even, you know, I'd be coaching her for months individually, the first night in that women's circle, I could immediately see what was blocking her in a way that she hadn't been able to self-report, because I could see how she was interacting with the other women in the group. And I was then able to bring that into our next private session and help her have an absolutely life-altering breakthrough. And I would never have been able to see that without having seen how she was in the group with other women. And as a result of being in the group, she got so much more confidence and support to make faster progress in the individual coaching that I had with her, right? So it was kind of extraordinary how I saw these two things fit together. In terms of a business model that helps you launch, and in terms of the structures that your clients need, both individual attention and support from a larger culture of relationships and learning community. And so, you know, this is where even if you're called to specialize in one more than the other, the skills that you learn in both enable, you know, I believe, you know, all of these skills are part of the holistic skill set of being able to be a change maker together. So, you know, I'm going to advocate if you can, if you have the time and resources to jump in, and there's a very significant discount that we're going to be offering to take both coaching and facilitation together because we want to give you access to both certifications. If you're already a seasoned coach, you might want to just take facilitation. If you're already a seasoned facilitator, you might just want to take coaching, because I don't think there is another program in the world today that is going to teach you about, you know, working at the level of self-actualization with women and what works in this specialized context as a coach and as a facilitator. And the feedback that we've had and seen even from seasoned coaches and facilitators is like, I never got this level of training that enables me to do the work that I was born to do, that is working at this level with women. So, If you really don't want to work as a coach or facilitator, you might want to consider leadership. And if you take coaching and facilitation together, you'll also get access to the leadership training in full. But we're going to lay all of this out for you as we move forward. So let's see here. What else can I answer? So we are going to certify, you know, us as a training organization, we have our own certification. And in my experience, you know, training organizations, certifications are as valuable as what they give you the real power to be able to do. So the focus of our programs, it's not for you just to learn theory. It's for you to have a rich learning and mentoring context to develop these particular skills and capacities to be able to generate real results. If you have the power to generate real results and you have the power to create impact and success, you will be able to succeed at this. The standards of for certification, let me explain what that is. So there's the training that we give, and then you need to apply to be certified, where we assess that you have actually developed the skills that we have trained you to develop, and you're able to apply them in your work with people. So we have an assessment of you, and you can then use a badge on your website or social media saying that you are certified by us. If you don't want to complete your certification, that's totally fine. You can still participate and access all of the training if that's not something that's valuable for you. If you want to be certified by us and have a certification, be able to use the badge and to be able to utilize our feminine power materials in the work that you are doing, you need to complete that formal certification and be assessed by us so that you know, it's something that gives you and others confidence in the quality and capacity of what they're going to experience. And so let's see here. So the process by which the trainings are developed are commensurate. The standards that we have and the level of training that you are going to receive exceeds the professional standards for the most reputable certified coaches and facilitators in the world today. So our training standards exceed the minimum contact hours as well as capacities that you're going to learn for, you know, the highest caliber training organizations in the world today that are certifying coaches and facilitators. We're actually going to give you more. You're going to be able to do more than the people coming out of those programs. It's very important that you know, have that sense of confidence and pride in your skills, because that's going to give you confidence with what you want to create. And so, you know, the requirements for the application process, Melissa is asking. So I would say the requirements to apply are really the willingness to be committed. You know, I have a certain amount of hours of women that I can mentor in my lifetime, and the women that I'm wanting to work with are women who have the capacity to be coachable, to apply, to integrate, to learn, to show up, to be an asset to our community. To be able to, you know, kind of live and generate a culture that empowers women by, you know, you're striving for greatness. I would say that that's a requirement, that you are committed to self-actualize. You know, I'm going to hold you to a pretty high standard to rise to something, you know, and most women for whom the program is a fit for are excited about that. you know, because there are very few contexts in our lives where we're held to something. And in my experience, it's when you're held to a higher standard that your greatness is truly comes forward. So I think that's the final thing that I want to say is, you know, this is really for you if you're here to go for the gold in your personal life with the impact and influence and success that you're here to create. It would be my absolute honor to be your mentor and invite you into the extraordinary opportunity to become a highly trained specialist in empowering women with feminine power and creating your own business as a coach, as a facilitator, as a leader to self-actualize, to give your gifts and be able to have tremendous impact and influence in the process. So thanks so much for joining us today. Please check your inbox. We're going to be opening up applications, the opportunity to apply very soon. Thank you for being here in our community, and I look forward to being with you soon. Much love and many blessings, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.